InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, the globalists are getting their coup plan against Trump out in the open. The Podesta plan. The White House has officially come out and said the elements of the CIA are trying to overthrow the government and are running psyops against the American people, because they are. We know the name of the agencies, the funding. We even know that it's Brennan, who's officially lost his security clearance, but really still runs much of the CIA. So Drudge linked to our Roger Stone Reveals Exclusive Truth Bombs from his meeting with the president, and then we get into the CIA coup plan. Now, I've been hammering this for months, and I told you I've been talking to the White House, and also Stone was there last week, and I explained once this all broke last week with the Seditious Six that what they did by itself isn't illegal, but who they work for and the script they were given, Brennan, we know, in the production company, it's going to come out, that's part of a compendium of undermining the military and the president, just like they did with Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and all the rest of it. It's a continuation of all of that, and they got grand juries open looking at all that treason. And so this is just a cherry on top, and I've hammered it that you cannot simply address the statement like the deputy attorney general said, oh yeah, this looks bad, we'll ask them what they meant by that statement. It's not about the statement. It's the intent of the statement and who ordered it and who commanded it. And we know John Brennan and Barack Obama. And it's part of the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act that Obama signed right when he left office in 2017. And you know, now Mike Benz is doing a great job. He's out there showing all the documents, going through it. Wow, I love this, because I've told you my goal is not to be the guy that breaks this every time and who's figured all this out. The minute that the White House starts listening to me and Flynn and people like Steve Bannon, it's game over. And guess what? It is. So I want to say hi to the White House. I mean, I know they always watch clips, but I'm glad we're on in the main Situation War Room. That's good. And I'm glad they're producing transcripts of what I say and the articles I show and producing reports off of it. But I mean, guys, you're smarter than me, many of you. This ain't hard. I know it sounds crazy to tell the public there's a CIA coup against America, but what do you think the last 10 years were? It's all come out in congressional hearings. The CIA and FBI, they ran the lawsuits. They ran the criminal garbage. They all got together in the O'Biden White House and coordinated the state, local, and federal charges. It's treason. It's total weaponization. And we can't sit here and take it anymore. This is a tyranny. This is a rolling coup. And now, Stephen Miller, the deputy chief of staff at the White House, smart as they come, and I told you days ago, the White House is aware of the CIA coup, went on Jesse Waters and laid it all out that it's not just this statement meant to sow dissent and have the military decide what they think is a legal or, you know, illegal order and imply Trump's doing this. No, it's the conspiracy to overthrow the country and trigger a civil war, which the Podesta plan is a confession of. False flag alert. CIA sources say Democrat sedition video part of larger operation to destabilize Trump admin from within ahead of impending bad event blamed on POTUS. That's yesterday. And then last night, the deputy chief of staff goes on TV and lays it all out. And they've got all these other former PSYOP officers in the CIA, Navy SEALs, Army Special Operations, who used to run those operations overseas, showing the codes, the documents on air, and identifying the program and the operation. You don't fight all the little fake PSYOPs. You go right to the heart of the treason and the sedition and who's running it to overthrow another elected government. That's what's going on. We'll be right back with massive information. Share those live feeds now.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, when you're faced with a deep state, BlackRock, Chi-Com, CIA alliance trying to destroy your country, trying to literally demoralize the nation and collapse it, and trying to trigger mass unrest and have the military stage a coup against the president, you have to state that's what's going on. And it sounds outrageous, but it's all been proven. And they're trying it again. And all I can say is we're in a whole new ball game here, because the White House, starting about 2 days ago, listened to this broadcast, and I talked to him as well, I'll leave it at that. And I said, damn it, instead of fighting each new lie or disinfo they put out, go to the heart of the CIA stay-behind networks, the sleeper cells, literally, political sleeper cells, disinformation, information warfare cells, by Obama, and this is just a continuation 10 years later. They've had the congressional hearings, it's all come out. And then I turn on Fox, and I turn on Newsmax, and I turn on everywhere, and there's all these former CIA section chiefs, highly decorated, you name it, Green Beret commanders, Navy SEAL commanders that ran operations like this overseas, just flooding the zone with the truth of this. That's like you've got gangrene, you finally get antibiotics. I mean, this is good, 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 good. So it's treason then. So it's not just this statement where you've got a responsibility and we're the authority and, you know, these are illegal orders, you better not follow them. I mean, they knew exactly what they were doing, because they have the media everywhere saying they're illegal orders. Then they just say, don't follow illegal orders. Then they all get put on the spot, even by corporate media, saying, okay, what did you do that's illegal? Well, really, there's nothing. Oh, okay. And they go, well, who came up with the words you said? I don't know, some group. We were given a script. I mean, it's John Brennan. You know how I know? Because it's not just one of them that was CIA and worked for Brennan. My information is two of them have been deep cover CIA, also under Brennan. You're in big trouble. You're the ones running an illegal rogue intelligence destabilization operation, been run by him since Trump won the nomination in Cleveland, Ohio. In July of 2016, I was there. That guy right there. That's the guy. He's literally a card-carrying communist and a Muslim. Did you know that? You can't make this up. Whenever I tell talk show hosts, even talk shows, they go, come on, that's not true. They go, oh my God. Even his Wikipedia says he's a communist and a Muslim. You can't make it. What do you think Mondami is? What do you think all this is? It's the red-green alliance backed by BlackRock and the Rothschilds. I told you 15 years ago that Epstein was a Rothschild agent. The emails are now public. It's not hard. We know who Maxwell's dad worked for, the top Mossad MI6 pedo controller. Worked for the Rothschilds. On record. We know all this. It's a damn family business. Yeah, CIA director on his Muslim faith. Voted communist in all the major elections. Can't make it up. Until Obama came along. Yep. Video of then CIA director speaking out about his Muslim faith in Arabic, too. Very nice person. So these are nasty, nasty, nasty people. And it is beyond exciting to cut to the chase because they thought they were just going to put this video out, cause a national debate, implied Trump's going to do something illegal ahead of a false flag they're going to blame on Trump and us. And now you've got former CIA section chiefs and regime change commanders that run operations and all these people on TV for the first time ever telling everybody what's going on. Because before, they obviously all knew this. They know more about it than I do. I'm just reverse engineered it by study and history and being in the middle of the fights. They, quote, didn't want to damage the agencies. These agencies are absolutely a Swiss cheese of burrowed tyranny. And we need counterintelligence agency created by the president to deal with the treason inside the CIA particularly. Remember, we already had naval intelligence, army intelligence. We already had all that. And they were patriotic, did a great job. Until 47, the CIA comes in and is given this magic power of no oversight, do whatever you want, by the British Empire, by the CFR, that brag that they packed the entire CIA system with OSS, British intelligence. And then a nice helping of 30-something thousand Nazis they brought over. Operation Paperclip. Turned out, by the 60s, up to half the real section chiefs, you'd have a section chief and a real section chief, were Nazis. You know who the main section chief was in multiple South American countries? Look it up. It's declassified. Klaus Barbie. Don't know who Klaus Barbie is? Maybe you should look into it. So, that's what's happening. I mean, yeah, you pull up the CIA's own website. It's not that they worked with OSS. They were the OSS. It was created by British intelligence. We signed everything over to them, and then they brought it over here. And along with it, Ghislaine Maxwell's daddy, who was OSS and Mossad. So, yeah, that's how I knew who he was, because he was already known. Oh, everybody's a genius now. Oh, Congressman Massey says he's Mossad. Oh, my goodness. A Pulitzer Prize for you. It's so frustrating when this stuff is cut and dry and we know what's going on. And so Trump made a deal with British intelligence and the Mossad to not bring all this out. It doesn't embarrass him. It hurts them. And the Queen of England laundering her money through Epstein and all the rest of it. It's all about money. Again, the sex stuff is like a side issue in it all. I'm not saying it doesn't matter, but it's a side issue. And then they turn around and stab him in the back, and Trump's like, oh, my God, I'm done. And then they spin up this CIA coup that they're gearing up against Trump to have the military turn against him. And I'm just telling the White House, are you going to sit here and take this? I mean, this is just absolute, open, complete criminal tyranny. Yep, there's the Hudson Institute. John Brennan, a communist. It's worse than that. His limited hangout is, well, I did vote communist some. No, he's a Wahhabist Muslim and a damn commie. Look at his action. The guy literally hates this country and hates Christians. What he is a Satan worshiper, guaranteed. I mean, I guarantee you, that guy gets down on his hands and knees and prays to Beelzebub every day. I'm serious. 100%. That's a devil worshiper, dyed in the wool. I know the action. I know the look. That's El Diablo, baby. And we're spotlighting you, you big, fat, disgusting cockroach. And all your operations against me and my family. It's going to take a little bit more than what you've done to get to my good old boy guts. Because the American giant, the sleeping giant, is awake and it's pissed. And it's just because you wake up though in the middle of the night with an alarm going off, fire alarm, you don't know what's going on yet. We're far past that now. And now it's all over the news that you're a traitor and you've been running this whole overthrow plan and we have all this evidence and we're not just going to focus when the FBI comes and visits all of you, which is already happening. You're already on criminal investigation. We're not just focusing on your Seditious Six and what they did. We're going to focus on who made the video, who told them, what they did, what the next plan was, and we know who it is. It's you. You have meddled with the tidal forces of nature, Mr. Brennan, and you will atone. You're in the middle of the beginning of the fourth turning, cupcake, and it's not going to be your little commie devil worship Islam plan. Ha 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 ha. It's going to be massive technology expansion, interplanetary, crusade 2.0, or we're doomed. It's not going to be Frank Herbert's vision of the Butlerian jihad. It's going to be the crusades 10.0. And I mean a crusade against all of this devilish garbage. You see, we're not just fighting your tyranny. We're relaunching the West with pride. And everybody wants to be in on it. We're giving away delicious ice-cold lemonade in the Sahara Desert. You're trying to literally feed us bugs and lab-grown cancer meat with a nice helping of chopping our son's genitals off. So we say to you, John Brennan, you Satanist, we don't like that. We don't want to sit there and eat maggot milk. I'm not joking. Look at maggot milk. They grind up maggots and call it milk. It's not milk. You can keep your maggot milk for yourself, buddy. In fact, once Brennan and Bill Gates and others are found guilty for treason, if they pass law, and it's all legal and all lawful, and they get their appeals and everything, maybe they should be publicly drowned in a 100-foot deep moat on national television of maggot milk. We're like, hey, Bill Gates, you want us to eat bugs? How about you drowned in maggot, blended tens of thousands of gallons of maggots? That's a perfect death for you, and we'll just drop you into the maggots. Better yet, Fauci likes flesh-eating worms and to have the larynxes removed from beagles so that the worms can eat their faces off in total torture over a week, which is all just a test to see if you can get his medical people to do psychotic stuff. How about that? Well, that's cruel and unusual. Constitution says we can't do it, but that would be interesting. Like, we could have their larynxes removed and then put them in a basket with flesh-eating flies and worms. How about that? That sounds fun, right? You do it to dogs, right? You're so powerful. You're so evil. Get off our back! Think you're tough? Always on TV, walking around showing your teeth. Are you going to get everybody, John Brennan? That's what you're going to do. You're a scary man, aren't you? Well, there's people a lot scarier than you. Get behind me, Satan. Oh, excuse me, God. Oh, I'm just getting really sick of these people. Now, obviously, that was satire. I wish no harm upon them. In fact, I think when they're convicted of treason, they should not be executed because that turns them into martyrs. I think they should be put in supermax prisons where they want to put us. They should be put in concrete coffins like the CIA likes to torture people with. Oh, but when it's a supermax, it's not torture. Thought he was so smart. It's important to challenge these guys head on and let them know we're not afraid of them. And whatever they do to us and the leadership against them is a pleasure. I'm fully committed to take on the nastiest, most degenerate, thug scum trash the planet's ever seen, because I ain't going to grovel around on my knees to these people. I'm going to live on my feet. I'm not going to die on my feet, but if I need to, I will. No. You die on your knees, you live on your feet in the aggregate. Zapata, in the quote, wasn't just said by the Mexican statesman who was a great writer, said by Roman Caesars and others. It's better to die on your feet than to live on your knees. But you don't. I always look at things and say, that's not even right. Societies that live on their feet are free and prosperous and safe. Societies that live on their knees get destroyed. What Thomas Jefferson said? A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. Well, what's the wolf fear? Oh, it's a great family dog and sweet and shaggy and got long hair so teeth can't get through it. And it's friendly and nice. But if you shave its head and look at the big sheepdog, it's got big giant jaws and huge mean teeth and those little eyes. And what it likes to do is charge in and knock down a wolf and take its jaws and put it right under its throat and just crush it. And so I've been thinking about this. I think our logo should be a sheepdog. We already made one where it's a sheepdog chasing a wolf around the InfoWars symbol. And that's really what this is all about. You know how excited a sheepdog gets when it sees a wolf? It's bred. It's made for it. And that's what we need as sheepdogs to counter these wolves. John Brennan likes to show us his teeth when he's on TV. Ugh, you've got teeth. You're a predator. Ah, we have teeth too, Mr. Brennan. Universe is a two-way street, Mr. Wolf. So I say to the American people, people of the world, you want to live under an Islamic, CIA, communist, satanic group? Or do you want to stand up and live as free men and women? But this is the White House Deputy Chief of Staff laying it out. And the CIA, the good side, the pro-Trump side, briefing the president finally on this being a CIA operation, which we already know, been in Congress, and address it as that. Not the video. That's the CIA trying to create an insurrection as it is a conspiracy. That's the conspiracy. That's what you investigate. And they've all written policy papers and bragged about it. And that's all ahead of their attempted coup. And now it's all over the news. Brennan and his ilk want to creep around in mud. That's another one of them. They want to creep around in the shadows. Nope. We just turned on the lights, bitch. Go to Stephen Miller.
Well, they should be held accountable under the law and under the Uniform Code of Military Justice for a seditious conspiracy against the United States of America. This is completely open and shut, straightforward. What is the motivation? Why would six members of Congress, selecting specifically for individuals with a CIA or military background, record a carefully written, carefully produced, slickly edited video messaging directly to members of our clandestine services and our armed forces, telling them to disobey orders from their superiors, telling them that they should individually determine whether an order is legal or illegal and defy it? Individuals who are exercising life and death power. The CIA engages in covert missions all over the world involving life and death decisions. The armed forces launches life-taking missions time and time again. They carry weapons. They control drones. They control missiles. They work on nuclear submarines. For what purpose would you ever deliver this message? As you said, it's to create a color revolution. It is the CIA playbook for trying to foment insurrection from within the military and within the CIA. Look, we saw after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, Jesse, members of the armed forces openly celebrating his murder. So think about that for a second. You have people in the armed forces, and it could be a tiny, tiny percentage, but who celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and then now they're getting a message from Kelly and from other members of Congress saying, defy your commanders. Rise up and defy your superiors. That kind of language will get people killed. It endangers our national security. It is dangerously radicalizing. And it has all of the evidence of willfulness and intent. And when they go on TV and they say, well, we can't name what order is illegal, that proves the point. It was never about the law. It was breaking down the chain of command. The Democrat Party is openly engaged every day in trying to tear down democracy, whether it be judges who are binding the president with unlawful orders, releasing violent criminals back onto the street, trying to cement and protect the illegal alien invasion of America, and now fomenting rebellion inside the ranks of our armed forces and CIA.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they're making their move. False flag time, baby. Blow up the black college, blow up the black, shoot up the black church. Shoot a bunch of illegal aliens, blame it on Trump, burn the country down. Trump tries to stop it. And then they'll activate all their sleeper cells, their Islamic cells, their MS-13, their TDA. And that's the Podesta plan. That's the Civil War movie you saw last year. And if you haven't seen it, go watch it, because it's the Podesta plan, the third act. And the good news is, as I've been saying since Trump got in, they're going to try this, even before he won. I'm wargaming this till your ears bled. I explained to you because we'd come to this point, and I had to hammer this and hammer this and hammer this so that when it started unfolding, people understood what was happening. And I want to thank the viewers and listeners. You are not an audience. You are activists. You are not armchair quarterbacks. You are in the game and critical. Like wind and sails or gasoline in an engine. You're the eyes. I mean, you're everything. That's when you call in and thank me. I'm like, thank you. But understand that I need you. You need me. This is war. You think I've sat here and risked my life and been through all this demonization and attack when I didn't know we could win this? But I have a responsibility to do this. I'm not an evil person that wants to turn our children over to these psychotics. Look how evil they are. We know who's evil. Yeah, police Trump, try to keep him on the right path. You see how much influence we have? He's night and day compared to these people. And yeah, the CIA came to him and said, don't bring this out. It'll hurt the banks and everything, blah, blah, blah. And he was wrong to do it. The point is, he ain't the one screwing kids. He didn't do anything. But we are purists, and I get that. But you also have to look at how we've been psyoped to only infight with each other and spend all of our time on that. And I still spotlight when Trump's wrong to get him back on track. And look how we do it. Is anybody paying attention that what you hear a month ago is being done by the White House now? What you hear a week ago is word for word today? Because I know my business. By the way, General Flynn, who knows his business, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top national security advisor to the president, joined us on this subject. And more. So much more. A bunch of other gigantic guests, smoking gun evidence of the electronic voting machine fraud. Huge investigation just dropped. We did an exclusive look at that with Emerald Robbins and more. Stuart Rhodes in studio. Stay with us. I'm Alexander Imrich Jones. You are beyond insane. If you don't support us, if you don't support this broadcast, I mean, I'm being honest, it's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, you know, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. The point is, shouldn't do it anyway. The point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant to be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality, service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. And we got the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesShore.com right now, running until Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any supplement. You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free. all the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670-something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Share the live feeds. You want to fight? You better believe you've got one.
Check your 9 o'clock.
Ah!
It's a new morning and I'm still here in the fight for humanity.
But you are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarsStore.com, where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body's Ultimate Turmeric, 95% cumanoid. Those are both 40% off. I want to thank you all for your past support, but you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in global awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. To ask all of our family members in the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, That now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war and their plans for insurrection and their plans for military coups just to sound scary. And then now they're openly calling for it. U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them. And it's the last move they've got. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this.
The truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more. All inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Our beloved republic, 250 years old, stands at the crossroads of destiny. The same globalist BlackRock, Obama, John Brennan coup that's been absolutely exposed, trying to overthrow our republic, is now trying to launch a military uprising that will come after some catalyzing false flag event. Now, General Flynn, the former head of Defense Intelligence Agency, has been warning of this. I've been warning of this. And there's really few others that have studied or understood it for whatever reason, and who go read the Podesta plan and seeing them execute every piece of it. So the focus is on this statement telling the military, you know, don't follow orders, basically. You could argue that's free speech, but not who produced it, not who gave them the script, and it's Brennan, we know, and then they now admit they were given a script, and it's this continuum of crossfire hurricane and Arctic frost and all the fake impeachments meant to undermine a duly elected government. That is treason. That is seditious conspiracy. That is illegal. And Trump, as General Flynn has said many times, has a special oath that no one else gets because he's the only person elected by everybody. The whole nation votes on him. Protect, preserve, and defend. Preserve. He doesn't have a right. He has a duty to execute. And now as it becomes existential, that people know this is very serious, and we see Comey and Letitia and all those scams getting, you know, getting them off so far, that this is game time. So we have a plan. General Flynn has a plan We were literally simpatico during the break. Finish each other's sentences of what needs to be done, what must be done now. So, General Flynn, you've got the floor for the next 20 minutes. I know you got to go after that. Thank you so much. And again, you finished my sentence. Okay, it's cutesy. Do the turkey pardoning. We need a national address, General Flynn.
Yeah, so let me just tick off a number of things here, because as I was preparing to come on your show, and this is very, very serious, and it is exactly what you've been talking about for a long time. I've been on your show a number of times saying these things, frankly, for the last year, and what I think what all the American people are starting to realize is that this is getting very serious. The opposition, the left, in our country, now with this seditious six. So just a couple of things here, because I think people need to, we need to remind ourselves of the things that have already taken place that are part of this color revolution that we are in the middle of. And, you know, you mentioned Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost, but it's Russiagate, it's Spygate, it's Impeachmentgate. It's all the indictments between when Trump was 45 and now that he's 47. It's all of the attacks against all the lawfare that was going on after the stolen elections of 2020. And I'm telling you, Alec, just on a sidebar note on the stolen elections of 2020, there is so much damning evidence that we now have, because people like Tulsi Gabbard has stepped in and weighed in, and there are some other people that have now come forward. It's going to be very ugly very soon, and I know that the President of the United States is aware of a lot of what I'm talking about right now. We've had leaks, just these incredible leaks. Never mind this latest leaks from about the Witkoff and the peace plan between Russia and Ukraine. We've had all these wars, right, these loser wars, Ukraine and Russia, the one I just mentioned, the Middle East. I mean, the money laundering that has occurred from the Afghanistan war, what we're learning from Congress, members of Congress, about NGOs stealing millions, probably billions of dollars, and they're still getting paid for things coming out of Afghanistan. I mean, this is insane. The drugs, right? The fentanyl coming out of China, the illegal immigration to the tune of 20 million under the Biden administration, the human trafficking and the skyrocketing trafficking of children. The Epstein files, the Epstein affair. I keep saying the Epstein affair is not going to go away. The American, and Donald Trump knows this now. This is something that is an elite class of people that have done such damage to children. Never mind what they have done to the moral fabric of not only our country, but the rest of the world. The latest is the Seditious Six. They call it the Seditious Six. That's what you showed earlier when you had Stephen Miller talking to Jesse Walters there. So what do we need? We need a couple of things. Number one, we need the Oval Office to throttle, and I mean throttle down on this idea of information operations, and understand that we are in the middle of what is called unrestricted warfare. Unrestricted warfare is where it is boundless what you can do, and it comes out of, and you've talked a lot about this, Alex, it comes out of the Chinese manual back in the late 90s. You know, which I've read that a bunch of times. I've written a manual myself on fifth generation warfare. It is unrestricted warfare is without bounds. That is what we are in the midst of right now, and everybody needs to understand that. So
you're talking full spectrum war.
I mean everything. You're talking about the idea of illegal exploitation of different commodities, human beings, drugs. We're talking about false. You know, action and false flags when it comes to economic warfare, right? You say you're going to do something and you do just the opposite. It's the whole idea about using the information like TikTok. Trump will sit there, and I hope he's listening to this. Trump will sit there and go, G and I just had a great call and we're going to do the following things. Well, when Trump hung up, he has a duty, which he does. He tells the American people, G and I just had a great call, and we're going to do all these great things, and we're going to have trade deals, and we're going to do TikTok and blah, 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 and we're going to 600,000 students for the next couple of years from China. Xi hangs up and tells his team, great, we got exactly what we want out of them. We're going to triple down, we're going to quadruple down, and we're going to continue to screw the United States of America. That's how they operate, Alex. They don't operate like Donald J. Trump operates, because he, as you said, he does have a duty to preserve the Constitution of the United States. He has a duty to inform our country and the people of our country, because we're a democracy, we're a republic, And he's trying to be as transparent as he can be. But trust me, we are not dealing with an even hand here. We're not. These people that are operating against us, never mind the drug cartels and all these other actions that are happening inside of our own country.
And sir, I want you to get to the Sedition 6 and Miller pointing out from their CIA sources that it is a CIA op with John Brennan behind it. But something you said.
I said this. Yeah, go ahead.
Something you said that was so key that I don't want to just glaze over, because I was going to come on the show and start with this today, and then I forgot. I'm glad we didn't talk. We're simpaticos. We're looking at the same information. People are saying, oh, well, the Democrats might win the midterms. They're not going to launch their full Podesta plan, uprising, riots, collapse because of that. No, their money has been massively cut off. All these new scandals are coming out. Trump has actually gotten some good people in there. All these whistleblowers are coming in. So they're cornered. They have to make this move. And this, don't follow the orders of the commander-in-chief ahead of this big event they're going to stage, that the CIA elements that are good have now warned Trump. Mm-hmm. What you're saying is their backs against the wall. This is coming to a head. Am I correct?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, their backs are against the wall. They are not about to like roll over. Okay, folks. Okay, everybody out there in that's listening to InfoWars or anywhere else that gets this. These people will not roll over. They will come up with the next plan and the next plan. They are following their plan to the letter. And what we need to do is we need to recognize, number one, they have a plan and it's being put into place. This seditious six, these people, you know, what caught my eye was not that there was military people, it was this CIA, former CIA officer that's now a member of
a protege of Brennan.
Yeah. And so I'm going to talk about John Brennan here in a second. But this that caught my attention because I was like, wait a second, this is different. It's not because they were telling military people you can't do the following things, you should disobey orders. I mean, the people in the military know this. They know this. What caught my eye and caught my attention was that there was somebody from the intelligence community. And I think Stephen Miller rightly picked up on that as well, because this is a seditious conspiracy. They had to have gotten together in order to create this message and then to put it out the way that they put it out. So I don't want to just focus on that, okay? Because I think that is one tactic, one element in a wider color revolution.
And that's how the controlled DOJ is going to sabotage, is only focusing on that statement. Instead, we now have another congressman who didn't end up being part of it. He admits, oh, we were given a script. By who?
Yeah, by who? By who? So what do we do? Now, let's talk about what we do, right? Because the president of the United States, we're getting ready to go into the Thanksgiving period here in the United States of America, right? The president, I believe, if I was standing in the Oval Office there with President Trump, I would say, I think it's time now to basically address the nation. I think President Donald J. Trump needs to address the nation and tell us what we have been talking about. So the people of the world, because it'll be, if he addresses the nation in a very important way and in a very smart way. And believe me, it's not just to the American people. It'll be to the world.
I was about to say, the message to Putin and Xi and Nicolas Maduro, if Trump does that, they know, oh, my God, they're addressing the coup plan instead of fighting the different permutation psyops. You don't do that. You go to the heart. You don't kill a hydra attacking the heads. You go to the heart.
You go to the heart. And this is what I'm talking about. So it has to be very smartly done, whether he does it tonight or whether he does it, in the next couple of days. President Trump, you need to address the nation on exactly what is happening. And you also need to address the nation on what you are doing about it, what things you have directed.
Yeah, not a one-off like, oh, it's another Russiagate, or oh, they're full of crap. He needs to sit there at the Resolute desk like it's a biggest
deal
ever.
Yeah. Lay it out. This is countering unrestricted warfare now. We are in the midst of a color revolution, President Trump. You need to let the American people know that you recognize what we're fighting, what we're up against, that you have directed key members of your team. Because one of the things that I wrote down here today is that I actually, because of this CIA issue that's bubbled up, he needs to direct John Ratcliffe. And I mean, I would every day be on his ass.
Ordering.
Direct John Ratcliffe to immediately get in there inside of the agency and figure out who's doing what. I haven't heard. We haven't heard bleep out of CIA Director Ratcliffe. I have not heard about any of the reforms going on in there, and I don't think there's anything going on. So I'm speaking for myself. But if I were President Trump, if I were advising him, I would sit there and I'd say, you need to direct your CIA director to get to the bottom of this, because these are people inside of the agency.
Because this is the ongoing thing from Brennan and Obama, exactly. So let me ask you this.
So now let's talk about John Brennan. Because that's where I'm heading to, because that's like when you say we finish each other's sentences. So John Brennan, you know, who's the culprit? Like, who's behind it? Who's the operational commander running the color revolution, this coup d'etat that is continuing to ongo here against the United States of America? The guy who's at the head of it is John Brennan. And John Brennan, and I hope he's listening, because he knows exactly. Sometimes when I put stuff out, I get all kinds of hate mail. President Trump actually could and should bring this guy in immediately. Put him under the lights and have him answer questions about what he's been doing. Now, let me tell you what I know that he's been doing, okay? John Brennan has been colluding with people inside of our government, okay? What I just said is very damaging and very damning. So inside of our government, he's been colluding with people outside of the government that recently served in our government to undermine not only President Donald J. Trump, but to undermine the United States of America. So, play that again a couple of times, folks. Go back, you know, finger back on that one and listen again to what Mike Flynn just said, because what I just said is a very true statement. Donald J. Trump needs to address the nation. He needs to get his team in prior. And he needs to go out. He needs to go through with them. I want to know everything that you're doing to get after these issues. I mean, we see some of the things that Pete Hegseth is doing. We see some of the things that Tulsi Gabbard is doing. We see not enough of what's coming out of the Department of Justice.
Hey, just like they would brief us about a war we're going into. This is the most important war since 1776 or the Civil War. We need constant addresses to this to point out why these attacks, why this undermining continues. You're absolutely right. So, General, do this. Just spend a few minutes here, and I want you to have the floor in the few minutes we have left, because I know Miller watches. I know. I'm going to leave it at that. And he's a speechwriter, and he's got Trump's ear. Just spend a few minutes. What are the main topics Trump, if you were President Trump, I think he should have you Resolute Desk, then have an informational like he did with the South African farmers when they denied they were killing people. He had the president there to show him a five-minute video. This is easy. He does a speech, then he has you address people, Hegseth, Tulsi Gabbard, and that's what America wants, is that leadership to know which team we're on. This is key in the battle space. What are the points he would make up front to the American people?
Yeah. First of all, we don't expect President Trump to understand and know everything. Okay, we don't. We just want him to do the right things. So first of all, he needs to lay out what is happening, what is going on. And I mean, in clear terms, kind of like what Stephen Miller just laid out briefly there with in that segment that you
showed.
That's
what I'm saying. It needs to be you. You're the top expert. Miller's listening to us.
What is happening? What's the full scale of what is happening that he now recognizes and his team now recognize? What's the full scale? The second set of things is, here are the elements of what we currently see happening, you know, by this adversary that is running to take over this country. He needs to lay that out to the American people, because we all kind of see it. It's all in bits and pieces all over the internet. That's the age of information that we are in today. You're not going to be able to hide anything. So he needs to lay out that he recognizes what we recognize, so we gain a measure of trust in him that he understands and he knows what he's talking about. That's number one. The second thing is, here are the things that I have directed my team, and he needs to have them right there. And I'm talking about his national security team, his economic team, his close-in advisors. Here's what I have directed my team to do immediately. Number three, he needs to say, these are the steps, top three, top five, whatever. These are the steps that I expect to have done in the next 30 days. And if we don't have that done in the next 30 days, I will then come back to you and let you know that we are not going to get to that, or we're not going to be able to accomplish it all in 30 days, because it's bigger even than I can than I can see right now talking to you.
But he's reading us in on where we are, what they're trying. Exactly. And it's his duty.
He has to.
And so I'm thinking maybe the cabinet meetings he's been doing in the Republic, maybe that would be a good forum or just Resolute Desk.
No. This can't be a couple of cameras, you know, asking a question here and there. And a
huge production.
This is a huge production. This is an address to the people of the United States of America. And President Trump knows this. If he speaks to America, he's speaking to the freedom-loving world.
And America wants to get the orders, that we want to be mobilized.
Exactly. We want to know. And then, because that's the last part of what he has to address, Alex. What he's got to address is, what do I want you, the American people, to do? Okay? Because I get that question probably 50 times a day. What do I do? What do I do? What can I do? And I go into my, you know, local action, national impact spiel about, you know, get involved in your local
community. He has to activate the people.
But Donald Trump he's the commander in chief. He's the president of the United States. He's the chief law enforcement officer of the United States of America. He's the only one that states the oath and uses the word preserve. When we talk about taking the oath, we talk about, you know, defend and protect. He talks about preserve, defend and protect the Constitution of the United States. So he's got this duty to do this. So he's got to say kind of the what's happening, you know, what I have directed. And now here's what I need you, the American people, to do. And we will get behind him. There's no one. And you said this earlier, and I'm like this, Alex. If I see something that Trump is not doing, you know, that I don't like, I'm going to say it. I'm going to be public about it. And I am. And I also let behind the scenes know that, hey, what the hell's going on here? But I'm telling you, you know, there's not going to be anybody that's a bigger champion than me and said, I'm going to go, you know, fix my golf handicap. It sucks. It sucks because I have
well,
not
it's on
given
record.
Up.
They came to you. They came to Roger. They came to me and they said, just turn on Trump. We'll stop the prosecutions. And we didn't do it. The bottom line is this. It's existential. We're not just talking about some side issue. If Trump mobilizes the people, explains this all, calls for them to understand the Democrat coup plan, then they are defanged right there. It must happen, Stephen Miller. Trump, you must do this. This is victory. People don't care about the side issues. They know we have a corrupt system. They want to be mobilized with the information. They want to be directed by you. You must activate the power of the people in the information war, and we will save the country and the world. We are at the precipice.
Yeah. Last thing, you know, he needs to quit going and he quit saying things like, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I've told the DOJ to do this or that. Stop that. Stop that. Tell us, tell the American people what it is that you want us to do. Tell us that you understand what we understand, that we are in the middle of a revolution, of a takeover of this country, because that's what it is. And, you know, and as I said earlier, I think he needs to call in Tulsi Gabbard. He needs to call in Susie Wiles. He needs to call in John Ratcliffe and all the other members of his intelligence community, to include Pete Hegseth, who runs the largest part of the intelligence community, and say, I want everything in 1 hour about what John Brennan is doing. I want to know where he's at, and I want to know everything he has said in the last 30 to 60 to 90 days.
We got to have deadlines.
Then bring his ass in. Bring his ass in. The U.S. Marshal Service needs to go arrest that man. I'm telling you, I'm past the nonsense stage of my life. All these other great things that the president is trying to do, fine. But there's a lot of things that need to be done to get us over the hump of this.
If he doesn't stop their live coup when they've already tried five or six other ones,
we're one election away. One election. We're not one presidency. We're not one generation. We are one election. If we don't get this election, this next election right, he's done. He's done. And frankly, if he's done, we're done. You're done. I'm done. Roger. All of those who have been sticking our necks out here fighting for this country. And I'm just telling you. And you know what? And they'll have to take, it'll be one hell of a day that when that happens, we'll see what happens. But Trump, you have to take action. You're going to have to take action. President Trump, you know, sorry, you're going to have to take action now. Address the nation. Get it all out there. Tell us what we need to do.
He's ordered by his oath, and I believe he'll do it if he gets the right advice. I can tell you this interview is going to send chills down the spine of Brennan and others, because what you heard is the most important thing I've done in 31 years on air. General Flynn, how do people find your incredible work?
GeneralFlynn.com.
All right. God bless you, sir. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving. See you.
Wow. That was hardcore, and it's all 100% true. We can all fuzz each other's sentences because we study this. And I guess I'm a weirdo, you know, that I study this stuff. But, I mean, it just, it was very exciting. I was growing up and reading comic books and Conan the Barbarian and, you know, science fiction. I was a big, great, you know, by the time I was like seven, I'd read it like high school level. And I just got into reading books on World War II and encyclopedias. And I was just like, I was addicted. And we're here, folks. I mean, this is it. This is it. Listen, I just did an hour here. There's one variable in this fight. It's you. Do you share the articles, the videos, the reports? Do you download the free app and share it? Do you buy the products? I mean, you're crazy. Literally, do you think I tell you bovine colostrum, great skin, great hair, great libido, so we got the best? Did I just say that? Think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't work? You think I tell you ultramethylene blue is incredible game changer? Be careful with it. It's really strong. Do you think I'm just saying Irish sea moss is great and does all these amazing things? No. You hear the callers. It changes their lives. My information is cutting edge because I don't want to be the liar. I want to be the guy that's right. I enjoy it. It's like it's my nature. I don't even have to do this. I can't stop. It's like George Washington said, I cannot tell a lie after he chopped down the cherry tree. It's not like I haven't like, oh, yeah, that dress looks okay, baby. You're okay, I didn't cheat on you. I've lied plenty of stuff like that. I don't lie about freedom and people and things that matter. I cannot do it. And I'm telling you, our products are kick-freaking ass. They're the biggest sell ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want. That's why it's different. Normally, it's buy one, get one free of the same thing. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. You can buy a $30 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. These are expensive supplements. We have the best, the strongest, the turmeric, all of it. It is the best. I want to be the best. If I was a race car driver, I'd want to be the champion. If I was a boxer, I'd want to be the world heavyweight. I mean, you know, like, this ain't hard. I run a restaurant, I want to be the best. Our products are the best. Energize me. I am in total commitment against these people. I am waging war against the most disgusting filth ever. And all I ask for is that you empower me in this war. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead.
Right now on TheAlexJonesStore.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible ultramethylene blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the Colostrum Plus, the Bovine Colostrum Plus, the Irish Sea Moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the Ultramethylene Blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the info warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on methylene blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in methylene blue. And right. when it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, I run out, I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. It isn't something. It's just you feel healthier.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like it's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at @RealAlexJones and at @AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.